Well, a very good evening to you out there, and thanks for tuning in to us here on Terrace Talk Live on Radio Kerry. And we're back in Tralee, back in the studio, lads.
Back in the studio.
Huh? It's great to be back, isn't it? Sean Kennedy nearly got lost going out of Clarion last night, so we'll stay here for another night or two. And of course, we're in company tonight, of course, with Liam Broston and John Kennedy, back from their trip to Clarion last week, and of course, back from their trip from Tralee yesterday. And tonight is the night that they picked their Garvey's senior football team in the championship as well. And we'll also reveal, after 7 o'clock, the Garvey's senior football team of the century, the team from 2000 to 2022. I suppose it's not much into the century yet, but certainly an awful lot of big names, great footballers, and a lot of clubs and districts playing that as well. And we're going to discuss that in the company of Cullum Cooper, a man, of course, who has won 8 senior football championship titles. So that's after 7 o'clock this evening. We have plenty of comments for you, as you can imagine, for tonight's show. It's always one of the busy shows, either a Kerry loss or the county championship. They're the ones that everybody seems to be writing into us about. And you can join the conversation as well by ringing Ivan on 0667123666, or you can text us or WhatsApp now as well on 083 300 3300, and most people have that inside their phones now at the moment. If you don't, maybe save it in your phone there so you can contact us fairly lively. But first, the Bishop Mountain Cup, I suppose, is resting in the arms of Paddy Clifford and East Kerry, as they won a 4th senior county football title in 5 years. Some going, and of course, goals there from Paddy and Luke Crowley, a crucial goal as well for East Kerry to successfully, I suppose, defend their title. They were most people's favourites going into it. John Kennedy said last week they'll win just about, I think, Donal, and Liam said it'll be a draw. Huh? you nearly got the draw, to be fair. you were hanging out there. John Kennedy, I suppose, some things are just written in the stars. I mean, despite not playing up to the standards that we expect from East Kerry, they still won. They were still pretty comfortable. Yes, there was a bit of excitement at the end. What won it for East Kerry?
I suppose their experience, Donal, and probably their bench as well. You know, at half time, one would feel that Mid Kerry had let it go because hadn't had the wind, the way they were playing. You'd imagine East Kerry had weathered the storm, and that they were going to kick on in the second half. But, you know, Mid Kerry tore up the script, and they certainly came into the game. Today, they're going to rule some of the missed chances. You know, by their own standards, there was guilty chances that they didn't take. In a county final, you have to take those. But you for endeavour and for commitment and for never say die, they went to the wire. But that little bit of class, I think, you know, the game probably hinged on maybe a few, I suppose, the first goal. It was a long kick out, it was won by Keane Gamble to Darrell Roach, and Paddy Clifford stuck it, great shot. And then the second one, Sean O'Brien was going for a pint, great block by Ronan Buckley, and substitute Luke Crowley, who was impressive when he came in. He really tucked it away, you know. And at that stage again, we thought that, you know, East Kerry would kick on and add a few more points, but no, Mid Kerry they came back, and you know, a super save by Brian Kelly. A reflex save. Looking at it last night now, it was a really top class save, and it won the championship for East Kerry. But a great finish, exciting finish, big crowd, and probably lacked a bit of atmosphere during the game. But look, East Kerry were the champions, and I think, you know, Jerry Sullivan stressed it after, I think the amount of players that were winning their first championship,
mm-hmm. 14
number of changes
them.
Over the last number of years, great credit due to them, to the management team and to Jerry in particular, because you can have all the stars in the world, but you have to get the best out of them. You have to keep a big panel happy. You have to keep revolving it, and they certainly have done that, and they're worthy champions.
Mm-hmm. Staying on the point with the 14 players, I mean, people expected the same East Kerry team to turn up, but obviously they're not. They're physically not the same East Kerry team. No, other teams go out in their own, Spar go out in their own, Rathmore go out in their own. Was that ability to bring those 14 players in, was that what closed the gap maybe yesterday, that you had players who hadn't experienced getting over the line in a county final, and they did kind of, I suppose, shake a little bit towards the end? They got over the line, I suppose, we win by a point, you win, it doesn't really matter, but what was that maybe a little effect, that you're trying to bring fellas in and they're not the same East Kerry team as people say that they are each year? Was that a little factor, the 14 of them without the experience?
Oh, it was, it definitely, I think, but it shows the other hand. They got game time. You know, the Cliffords wouldn't play in the first 3 games. That gave the other lads a great boost. It gave the Cliffords a rest. But it showed, I think, they got players, you know, and particularly fellas like Patrick Darcy, who came through there, Darrell Line, wing forward. You know, he'd been known as a midfielder, but he came in wing forward. But I think at the end of the day, the experience, Brian Kelly, excellent. I thought Jack Sherwood had a serious championship, and he had a great game yesterday, you know. And around the middle of the field, even though they were playing second best for a lot of the game yesterday against the Mid-Kerry pairing, they never gave up. They stayed working.
And they had a few big moments.
And particularly, I think, the block down by Ronan Buckley. But, you know, you need scores to win finals. Mm. And Darragh Roach certainly did it yesterday.
Would it be fair to say, so, Liam, that the difference was that in all the big moments, and there was maybe four or five big moments, East Kerry won all them.
East Kerry probably got all the big moments.
They got the save, they got the block, they got the goal. Things win.
And I suppose, look, we always say forwards win matches. And to be fair, going into the match, and I spoke on air last week, that I was hoping Meath Kerry would have a good go at it. And they did. They went forward, they weren't shy of taking shots, but unfortunately it didn't go over. And always when you're kind of the underdog going into games, you need all them ones to go over, don't you? And they didn't. For Meath Kerry, a couple of handy frees. East Kerry were so economical, and I think the stats even proved that. Like, Meath Kerry were 42% in their shots from play. Mm-hmm. 29 shots, 15 scores.
We'll say Johnny Beck and Dingle is listening to that tonight. 29 shots, that's the amount of attempts they had at scoring. And they converted
15.
Okay, so they didn't even
East Kerry then. East Kerry had 17 shots and converted 12. So they were just way more economical. Meath Kerry had probably 70% possession throughout the whole game, but they just, East Kerry kind of sat back. You could see the experience, and like we said, they hit them on the big times, the big moments. Then they came into play, and like you could say, the first goal, Meath Kerry were comfortable. And I think I remember Timmy and Ambrose saying like that Paddy was quiet and David was quiet, and next all of a sudden, one move, the ball was in the back of the net. They were going up 4 points. They were comfortable in the game. David didn't kick his point until the 22nd minute, and then he kicked three. They were able to push on at vital times. But the only thing about it, if there was another 3 or 4 minutes left in that game, I don't think we'd be sitting here tonight either talking about a replay or Meath Kerry, because Meath Kerry really did go at it. It reminded me really of, you go to an NBA game, Donald, and the first 3 quarters you could nearly stay outside in the bar, or you could go way down the town and come in for the last quarter. That's the way football has gone now. You could nearly stay away until come in for the last 20 minutes and you'll see a game. Meath Kerry went at him. And it the atmosphere kind of bumped, everything rose, and I think Meath Kerry will be disappointed, even though they see they have made strides. But I do think they'll be disappointed, because they see there were small things that could have, that they should have done and could have, but unfortunately it didn't happen for them.
Yeah, let's focus on Meath Kerry for a second. I mean, obviously, when did you watch the video back? I mean, obviously, when you play through, you know what goes wrong. But look at what they done right, first of all. I mean, as a defensive unit, I mean, compared to the finals that they played previously against East Kerry, they didn't give them space, they didn't give them time, they were up on top of them. They closed down David Clifford, they closed down Paddy for long stretches of it, they kept an eye on things. They won ball as well, they went forward. Their problem seemed to be when they went forward, they didn't, first of all, convert, I suppose, the time that they had. I mean, they got up the field fairly quickly, but they slowed down, they slowed the pace of the ball. And the second thing is, when you said they took 29 shots, did they take too many shots? Should they have recycled a bit more ball, got into more target? Did they take a lot of shots on from areas that they possibly shouldn't have taken on at all?
Yeah, they did. And I think what was crucial for them as well was the couple of frees that they missed. At times you were scratching your head and saying, why did such a filly kick that? Because when you have a free taker like Aina, who from left or right, I think you're better off putting it on the ground or putting it over at vital times. And I think that's played probably into East Kerry's barrow a small bit, because when you give away a silly foul, you need to be punished, and Meath Kerry didn't punish at times to keep him in touch, and I think that'll be one sore point. But I think overall, look, it comes down to, and we were saying it for years, forwards win matches, and just East Kerry had probably the better forwards yesterday.
That's a
and John's a forward, and I'm a forward. So.
Two forwards, against a bad back.
You have to put the ball over the bar to score. And I think, look, defensively, we said about Meath Kerry, and it shows there, East Kerry, 17 shots. So that's credit as well to the Meath Kerry defence.
Or is it the reverse, John Kennedy? East Kerry have got football down to a T at this stage, that they know when to take those 17 shots. They knew yesterday they didn't need 35 shots or 50 shots or something. And they, I mean, their conversion rate was 12 out of 17. So therefore, if you think about it, they were shooting when A, they were probably in the zone, B, when David Clifford had a shot that you knew he was going to convert. Does that tell you that that team has a massive amount of experience to know how to play the game the way it's being played at the moment?
Yeah, exactly. They've been there and they've done it and they've won it. I thought their shot selection was excellent. Do you know, they were kicking from the zone, like, they weren't forcing it. Mid-Kerry forced it a bit, particularly when they were behind. They were looking for the scores, forced it, and, you know, it was oxygen to East Kerry. Every miss they had, you could sense the body language of East Kerry, because they were, they knew they were in a match. They were hanging on. They found it very difficult to break down the Mid-Kerry defence. You know, I thought that the half-back line, David Roche, Mike Breen, Pat Kilkenny were outstanding, you know, and inside Nathan Breen, he was a big loss going off, you know, with the injury. I thought David Mangan did well in powering. There was nothing easy in there. They got their matchups right. I thought they shaded midfield. So, like, you'll be saying to yourself today, if you're a Mid-Kerry selector now, they had everything done, and it's not a criticism, but why didn't we win the match? It shows the experience that, that East Kerry have. And, like, even the two goals, like Liam said, the composure. You know, another player would have kicked it off the bar. Party wasn't. He went to the 1-2 with Darryl Roach. He saw Sean Coffey's eyes and he went for it and bang. Against a very good keeper. And then young Luke Crowley, he came on very clinical, you know, a great ground shot. And that's the difference, you know, between winning and losing. You have to take those chances. Mid-Kerry didn't.
Will Mid-Kerry be disappointed with the Luke Crowley goal? I mean, he obviously came on the field as a sub, and we've been in games where subs run in and subs run out and the whole lot, and you need to be alert and you need to know who's coming in. He got that space because obviously, I suppose,
they didn't see him as a threat.
They didn't, well, or maybe they didn't see him coming on or coming in or maybe coming into a zone. But once he got the ball, and he's exceptionally comfortable with it, he went for goal. I mean, he didn't go for
But if we watch it back again, Donal, he went for goal at the end, but he didn't.
He thought about it,
yeah, because his first kick pass, actually, I remember him kicking it. Yeah. It was a lovely bouncing pass into the East Kerry forward. I can't think what forward it was. He ran on, he got it back.
I think it was Donal Sullivan clipped it back.
That's right, yeah, and he passed it again, but then he stood, but then he kind of said, Jesus, no one in front of me, I'm going to go. Yeah. The next thing, Party hit him with the pass, and sure, he was one on one with the goalkeeper then. Yeah. And look, like all good forwards, he stuck it away. But yeah, I think
Is that where Nathan Breen's loss as the structured fullback, who would have been in that position, wouldn't have given Luke Crowley the walk into
the
goal?
Well, I suppose in the flip side of it, it's the advantage of having the likes of Pardy and David and all these fellas, because they're pulling players out of positions. Mm-hmm. You know, so it, like,
and when there Pardy, was a lot of space.
Yeah,
I mean,
when Pardy got the ball, I think there was two, if not three, fellas went him, and no one thought about Luke. You know, and what they call it, David had moved out the field, so he would have to pulling another defender away. So if we were watching East Kerry strategically yesterday, they were very, you know, organised like that by the likes of David. David is a player, and we said this, David is a guy that would go without scoring for the whole match, but he creates space for everybody else. If you were watching him, he was pointing where to go, where to kick it, he was doing all that kind of work. But I think, and that's the advantage you have then when you have the likes of Luke and all these guys coming on, and you have your big players creating space, and these guys punished it then yesterday. Mm-hmm. Darryl Roach was another fellow as well yesterday, because if you're Darryl Roach, right, you're looking at it and you're saying, right, David is going to be on their best defender, Party's going to take their second best defender, so I'll take their third best defender. So, and you're creating space.
Say if you're Darryl Roach, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to take the first best defender. And
well, that's what you do, but unfortunately when you have the two Cliffords, they're doing that. So Darryl's kind of saying to myself, here, I can have a real go at this. And Darryl had a fantastic campaign, like he came full of 5 points again yesterday. You know, a real linchpin up front.
He's really grown into the county championship, hasn't he?
He's
a player that has grown incredibly over the years, and we interviewed him on the way to the campaign here, of course, and he rightly pointed out that before they got this successful, they had loads of days that weren't very successful, and they lost and the whole lot, and they kind of grew along the journey as well. And I suppose they're at the top of it. When you're at the top, John Kennedy, is it important to convert each of these into a victory? Everyone has to become a medal, because I suppose, look, it's cyclical in a sense. It'll disappear again in a while, and teams will go up and go down, and teams get stronger. Do you see that in this East Kerry team? The country players, the country club players, the Glenfisk players, the Fossa players saying, this is our real chance of winning a county title and we're not going to give it away easy. And yesterday, I mean, Ronan Buckley, for instance, the block that he made, and he's made several, I suppose, crucial blocks throughout his career, but yesterday's one is going to go into the top five of his career anyway.
There's no doubt about that. And you know, you get to county finals, exceptional teams get to a few, but like, if you get to a county final, you have to, there's no point in saying the following day we didn't perform or the game passed me by or, you know, I should have done this or done that. It's 60 minutes, 65 minutes, you have the chance to do it. And that's the difference between the good and the great teams. Meet Kerry are so close, mm-hmm. and you know, they have done everything fantastic. They, you know, they did a lot of things right yesterday, but they'll be disappointed with their shooting. And Liam and myself are both forwards. You'll get a day when they will go over, you'll get a day when they won't. Sometimes when you force it, it just goes the wrong side of the post. That
is that
yesterday.
A day, John Kennedy, when things don't go, that you know the man that's marking you is better than you, or do you know that for some reason you're still not performing even though you're getting the space and you're getting the time? Does that kind of hurt more as a forward to say, God, you know, I had the beating of my man, and you know, whereas at least if you walk off the field and you said, Jesus, Don Barry was great this evening, I couldn't get an inch of space off him. But is it a harder loss when you know that, God, I should really score?
Yeah, you know, it's all about performing first of all and taking the chances. And any team I've been with, I've always said, if you get the best out of the team and if they perform, you can't ask for any more. Absolutely. If you're beaten by a better team, then you put your hand up and say, we're beaten by a better team. But this East Kerry team, I think it needs to be focused on them, what they have done in county championship football. A lot have been said about county championship last week, but I can tell you that, like, what Gerry O'Sullivan and his management team have done, he has kept freshening his management team, but he certainly has made changes to his players. And no matter how many players you have, it's about getting the formula right, and it's about winning tight games. And you could see it in his interview after. I think yesterday's win meant more to him than facile victories, because this, they went to the wire, they came out of the right side, were the champions.
Is there a tinge there as well that, I mean, a number of Fossa players came on as subs, and there was kind of a feeling that one of the teams are going to say goodbye to one of the club teams. I mean, yesterday Milltown Castlemaine, I think, had five starters, Fossa had two, so I mean, for five of them or two of them, they won't be in the county championship next year with either Midcare or Eastcare. They'll be on their own with either Milltown Castlemaine or Fossa. Is there a tinge more special in that sense that you're saying, listen, we'll play really hard for these five because they've given their time for us, Milltown Castlemaine players, and we'll try and get over the line? And it's the same for the East Kerry boys, we'll try as hard as we can to get them over the line, get them the medal, and off they go next year.
I thought his interview afterwards was so positive that he was hoping Fossa would go on and win the intermediate. Mm-hmm. And other manager deep down would be saying, do you know, yeah, I hope they're beaten by Milltown, we'll have them again next year. But that's his positive outlook, yeah, on East Kerry football. And his challenge next year, if he's there, and I presume he will be, is to bring up guys again, mm-hmm, to replace the Cliffords and the Matt Rainies and the Emmett O'Shea's, and to try and win another championship. Look, after all, when Murat Moore went last year, you know, the Ryans, Paul Murphy, mm-hmm, all these guys.
I think when Spa went, they took nine that day.
So
it was, there seems to be a conveyor belt, you know, and like John said, sometimes it's not easy with district teams trying to manage them and stuff like that and keep everyone happy, but Gerry seems to have done that with East Kerry.
Yeah, fair play, lads. Well, listen, give Ivan a call there, 0667123666, or text us there on 0833 300 300. You can WhatsApp us as well. We've loads of comments, we'll get through them after this break.
From the sidelines to the stand, Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Now, keep those comments coming in, and we've plenty of them. We'll run through a few here now. Mid Kerry Donal lost out yesterday because they failed to convert scoreable chances and left it far too late to go after the game. Donal Mid Kerry defended well and were much better than last year, but it was their forwards that left them down. 10 wides were crucial to the outcome. Yeah, I suppose that's fair enough. Interesting the words there, John, go after the game. They did go after the game in the last 10 minutes, and the crowd kind of got behind them. I mean, obviously there was a lot of neutrals there and a lot of Midkerry people, and it kind of lit a small bit. Did they leave it too late to go after the game? Could they have gone after the game much earlier in the game, or was it a situation, let's get to this situation where we're not being destroyed, where we're within air distance or shot distance of the whole game. Did they leave it too late?
Well, I suppose you could say they did leave it too late, but look, they were in the game. We were just saying off air there, look, you know, Sean O'Brien kicked a super point in the second half. The one that was blocked down, that's how close it is. But it was the East Kerry defence, because he was going to the right hand side towards the terrace. Mm-hmm. He turned back in on his left. There was three East Kerry players. Rona Buckley got the block. Now, Mid Kerry had committed to attack. There was a big gap up along, and then they got the goal. But like, it's they're narrow lines. But the, outside of that, I think the chances that, as I said, they suck the energy out of you when you're missing chances. Easy enough chances by their own standards from freeze and play, you know, they'll haunt them. Because they did a lot of things right, but they, you know, 10 wides to 4 was it? I think it says its own story. And some of the chances were at crucial stages when Mid-Kerry were really in the game.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Donal was a very poor county final and probably the worst county championship for the last number of years. Could look to the lads and pick a team of the championship. Well, they will pick a team of the championship, whether it was a good one or a bad one. There certainly is good 15 footballers there as well. Now, I really look forward to this Terrace Talk every year, as there is so much to chat about. However, I feel you will earn your money tonight, lads, as it was an awful game of football. There is that opinion out there, Liam Broston, that it was either cagey and decent and new, or it was awful. There's no in between, really. There's no felicity.
Yeah, and I suppose the overall perspective, even going into yesterday's game,
he slagged off the Mayo one last week.
That's right. Yeah. But I suppose scoring wise, the goals probably made this a bit more exciting. But yeah, look, football is in a strange place at the moment, because
it's just the style of football.
I mean, the style of football. Yeah, anyone that's
to be the fair to the players yesterday. I mean, like, they go out to win a county championship. They go out with their plan A, B, C. Their marking, whatever they're doing, zone or picking up fellas, and they play to the system that they need to get through. It's the systems that people are looking down and saying, God, that's horrible stuff. But in reality, it's a pathway to winning.
Yeah. Look, the higher you go up in the grades of football, the more systems come into play. Like, we were looking at Listowel last week, you know, and what a great game, what exciting against Ballymac was. But you had two teams who really went at it, and the crowd got engaged into this and the whole thing. Whereas yesterday, and probably our into county set up and the Mayo County Championship, you're gone into more of a kind of a, it's like, I won't say it's a game of basketball, but there's so much things happening on the field and on the sideline, you know, the different patterns and all this. You know, you could be attacking, next thing one fella put up his hand and everyone stops and the ball's over and back for 3 or 4 minutes, this kind of stuff. But I do think,
is that the kind of game then that
no
reduces,
one wants to be watching it?
Well, it does, but it reduces East Kerry to taking 17 shots in an hour.
It does. Yeah, because Mead Kerry had bodies behind the ball. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think how we can change this is put that rule in play where you can have only so many fellas inside the half at one. So the GA will have to look at that. I know you're laughing there.
I'm laughing because the referees don't know what colour cards they have. I don't think they're going to be able to count people
There's enough referees on the sideline to be.
I think the big question here, Donal, and I think Jerry O'Sullivan mentioned it yesterday, if they're making changes to the championship, and maybe tweak it, which I think will have to be done, it's about bringing in the people that are involved at the cold face.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fair point, I thought
it was excellent. Yeah. Because there's no point.
He is a stakeholder.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no point in bringing in guys that are not involved in teams. What do we do with the championship?
30 years ago, like Liam Braston or something.
And the same with the rules, I think. You know, if we're making changes to the playing rules, it's the management teams who have got the feedback from players. I think that's what needs to be looked at.
But we all know what's wrong with football. It's this defensive structure. We have too many bodies behind the ball. So you're not watching a game of football. You're watching a tactical battle. Mm-hmm. You know, so the rule, they're after bringing these two new rules now into the college system at the moment. If you ask me, it's adding to it. Because if you get it free, you have to kick the ball forward. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to follow Donald Barry. Because I know Donald can't kick it backwards. I'm going to put 15 men in front of Donald Barry. He has to kick the ball into 15 men.
Yeah.
So it's not encouraging open space or bodies or anything like that. Yeah, talk to the managers. But we know the problem is there's too many bodies behind the ball. We'd love to see a ball kicked in yesterday to Killian Burke and he'd taken on a defender one-on-one. Or likewise, it did her into to David Clifford. We'd love to. That's the way football should be. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when David got the ball yesterday, there were four fellas around him. When Killian got the ball yesterday, there were four fellas around him. So it's not inducing. It's not not, you know, for an exciting for a game of football. Yeah.
But you still have a winner and loser at the end of the day. Donal, Liam last week was talking about the Mayo final. It was an awful spectacle. I'm afraid this one was one of our own ones. Fairly strong on the awful spectacle. I wouldn't go as far as an awful spectacle.
Well, as bad as Mayo,
I mean, no. it had moments. And obviously, of course, it was a big weekend for Lisbola and Renard as well. The 2023 County Novice and Junior winners, Lisbola getting the better of Douai after extra time. Renard defeated Tarbert pretty impressively in the end, I suppose, yesterday at Austin Stack Park. And next week, we will actually have Lisbola and Renard on with us talking about that journey. And it was a great journey. Renard supporters probably lit up the whole arena with the flags. And it's lovely to see that as well.
They did, and in fairness, Tarbert did as well when they got the occasion to raise them. You know, I suppose Renard were the you could stand out team yesterday, really. No, they were that bit, I suppose, faster and quicker to everything.
And able to score.
Forwards. Like we said, forwards, yeah.
We have plenty of forwards down there, all right. Hello, everyone, in Terrace Talk this evening. Tarbert senior football team are way better than the game they played Sunday, and that was for us all to see, and that's from Thomas, and Tarbert supporter. And I think that's a very fair point, Thomas. Teams get to finals, and for some reason, through injuries or maybe big days syndrome, John, they just don't perform to the way they should have performed. Tarbert probably suffered a bit from that yesterday.
There's no doubt. Like, I know the Tarbert lads there and their management team under Cathal Connor and the lads, like, you know, they left no stone unturned in their preparation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the Tarbert team we know. But unfortunately, sometimes it happens in a final, you know. And I thought, you know, again, the difference yesterday was Tarbert were on the attack looking for a score, trying to make the scoreline more respectable, not to win the game. Mm-hmm. It broke down, and up the field, and one of the subs that came on for Renard, what a finish. Do you know, that shows, like, you know, but like, a great victory for Renard, there's no question about it. On the day, they got everything right. Marshall at the back by Killian Young, you know, and Young Tehan up front.
Sean, yeah.
Excellent, Sean.
Half a Corriman.
He kicked great scores now, in fairness. But a well drilled outfit. I saw John Shukru down the line with them. You know, it was all hands on deck yesterday for Renard, and they won.
Well, I suppose, to be fair to Douai and Lisbola, and congratulations to them as well, and Renard and Tarbert, it's their day in the sunshine. I mean, and they prepare like an East Kerry team or a Kerry team going to an All-Ireland. They'll do the best they can within the remit that they have and the finances they have or the pitches available that they have to win.
I do think, Donald, just before we go on, the break as well is not helping teams.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if teams are going well in the championship and next all of a sudden you have this big long break, you know, it's very hard. And I think probably Tarbert suffered from that yesterday as well. I think if they were probably better maybe 7-8 weeks ago than what they were yesterday, and that's hard for a management team.
True, same for Renard.
But it's not fair for both teams, really. You know, I think that, you know, when things are going well, they should finish off the competitions.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, no, I get the point. The other side of that is that the junior final gets to be played as a doubleheader for the county final.
Would they
have preferred to play that game 7 weeks ago without being in Austin Stack Park and maybe being in Churchill where the other gang were?
I think when the momentum is going, and not talking from Tarbert's point of view at all now, but just when, if you're involved with a team, you win the semi-final, play 2 weeks later, or the week later, you're ready for it. You have the momentum going. When you break it, then you have a few injuries, maybe a few knocks. How do you keep it going? You have guys going in with the divisional team, can be a bit disjointed, but on that, look, well done to Lisbola. They beat ourselves in the semi-final there. Tom Baker and Declan Sullivan, the lads, fierce GM in, like, and a great victory for them. And Douai, I suppose the man everyone was talking about was
Cormac Dillon. Yeah,
what a prospect.
And we mentioned Tim Trofield Rangers, didn't we?
That's right, yeah. Seven and young Dunham Maher as well. Like, you know, they have a lot of good young lads coming up. Mike Buckley and the lads out there doing great work. They'll be disappointed. A narrow line after extra time, but a great final out in Churchill.
Yeah. But sure, I suppose with Listowel and Castle Island Desmonds walking over the North Kerry Championship, it's open for a lot of clubs.
It's open, yeah.
Are you still in it, John?
No, gone. We're gone.
All the big clubs are gone. fair play. More comments, my God, and there's plenty of them coming in. Donal, how good was Jack Sherwood yesterday? Has he, over the last number of years, been one of the best performers of all?
Yeah.
I'd say that's a pretty handy yes, isn't it?
I think he's up there with Brian Sheehan.
Yeah.
You know, Brian was a county championship marquee player, and Jack has kind of put himself up there now as well.
I think Jack's good at taking frees as well, is he?
he's on halfway line.
Send him over. Donal, what do you think of the Kieran O'Reilly's ideas for changing the championship? Well, I'm going to put that to the side. and not throwing it out the door or anything or ruling it over, but at the next break we will talk about changing the championship. Well, Liam has loads of ideas. I think he's supporting the Rahilis anyway. Donald, Kieran Rahilis may be gone from the championship, but it's great that Kerry GAA changed. Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Well, this one snuck under the radar. We started, so we finished. Kieran Rahilis may be gone from the championship, but it's great to see that Kerry GAA changed all their kits to Strand Road colours. The new kit, of course, is a bit blue, isn't
National
it?
League gear.
Yeah. It's a bit blue, isn't it?
There's a bit of blue in it, alright.
Yeah. A lot of blue in it. Yeah, absolutely. Fair play. Well done, caller, getting that one under the line. Donal, eight Dr. Crokes on the team of the century. Tell you what a great side they were. Absolutely, of course, yesterday the team of the century from the 2022 were picked. 15 players, 8 Crokes, 6 O'Kerry and 1 Derek Kinnaird, of course, with on Gaeltacht back in 2001 and 2003. And after 7 o'clock, we will actually divvy into that a little bit more, listener, in the company of Colm Cooper. Donal, Aidan O'Connor's free was probably the only thing that sprung the crowd into a bit of noise. Why did he not take more kicks, John?
Yeah, it was a super kick.
It was a super kick.
A narrow leg, yeah.
We hadn't to wait until yesterday to find out about any kicking freeze or scoring because he's...
Or judging the wind. I mean, that was all about judgment of wind more than, I suppose...
Yeah. Because he couldn't kick it too high because the wind did take it.
The trajectory of the ball done, like, was brilliant. Like, yeah. Like a shot out of a gun. So like a narrow. Yeah. You know, kept it low.
When he kicked it first, I thought he miskicked it.
Yeah, exactly. But no,
it did kind of, didn't it? Like, this isn't going to go 4 yards high at all. Like, yeah. But it's perfect. Actually, I was in the company of Brian Sheen when he took that free and there was plenty of smiles from the mayor. So they don't clap for Fylemore, but he certainly gave a nice smile, though, I suppose, to be fair to him. Donald, East Kerry proved yesterday that they are ultimately a beatable team. I think everyone is looking forward for Fossett to win the intermediate so they can be a level playing pitch. They did look beatable yesterday, John, didn't they, East Kerry?
They did, yeah. But like with great teams, you know, they look beatable, but they weren't beaten, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
They can grind out results, and we can see that at every level. Teams that are hanging on, but they have the know-how and they have the players and they have that bit of extra class when it is needed to get over the line, and East Kerry did that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not firing in all cylinders, but did enough to win.
They kind of have the Dublin effect, didn't they? I mean, they just had enough match
winners. They didn't panic. Although you could see a bit of panic even towards the end there was, because they couldn't get the ball past the halfway line.
Just on that, actually, I suppose about subs and timing subs and changing subs and the whole lot. We all spoke about the impact that Mead Kerry would have coming off the bench and the Clarys and the whole lot. Possibly didn't have that impact that was needed yesterday. But in the final few minutes of the game, they did get on top. They got on top of midfield. They won a rake of ball. They turned it over. And then all of a sudden they were getting the scores. Does that come down to that Mead Kerry, and we always said we're going to finish stronger anyway than maybe the team that started?
Yeah, and I suppose East Kerry were kind of a small bit complacent as well with the last. Mm. They were trying to mind the ball and trying to keep their lead. And I think one instance really was Luke Crowley when he came up the field that time. That was either another goal or it should have been a point, and it went wide because they had bodies ahead. And I just thought that they kind of were, we have this now, we'll mind the ball. And that's probably the worst thing you can do, you know, is trying to mind the lead. And they were turned over a few times. And only for Brian Kelly, I do think that there could have been a different scenario. It was a fantastic save. Like,
it was, yeah.
Yeah, a fantastic save.
But of course,
save.
He's a fantastic goalkeeper, to be fair. I mean, he's an inter-county goalkeeper in name still, maybe, but certainly in quality. What a fantastic performance by Renard yesterday. It was great to see the club out in force and the joy they brought to the occasion. Yeah, absolutely touching that. Another county final. Oh, here we go again. Another county final in the worst of conditions. Why don't the county board play the county championship first and then the club one after, and leave the bigger competition enjoy the better field conditions? I feel that the pitch was very heavy after all the rain. John Kennedy. We'll reverse it around. We start the county championship and we let the clubs play all the rest of the year.
Like, all these things will come in for debate now, though.
Yeah.
Is anybody right or wrong? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has their own view on it. You speak to some of the clubs, they say they'd like to get the club championship out of the way, finish it, and then go into the county senior championship. Speaking to people over the last week, when the debate came up about county championship, play the senior first and then play the club, like your listeners said there. But, you know, I think they're settling. When the dust has settled, it's time to for the county board to have a look to tweak it rather than make major changes, because, you know, there's been a lot of negativity about the quality of football, about the crowds following it, and about the general standard. But, you know, I thought yesterday's final wasn't that bad. I thought there was a lot of good football played in poor enough conditions, as your listener said there. But overall, look, it's something that I think it's not for tonight. I think it's for down the road.
God almighty.
Well, like yesterday's final, we'd over 50 shots at goals.
Yeah.
There are many county finals. The Mayo County final didn't have 50 shots at goals. Like.
Yeah, but I suppose it's about what's converted.
Well, you see, that's the other side. It's about winning the game, but at least we had shots at goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of going back to field for four or five minutes.
Fair play to you. Well, listen, we will talk about it, because I have another comment I want to read there from Con Enright just after the break as well, and we will tie ourselves in. And of course, and you have a bit of homework to do as well, picking the team of the championship. Liam, before we take the break, is it tougher this year because it was a tougher championship, or do star players just stand out anyway?
I suppose a lot of players will stand out. The better player will always stand out, even in a poor game. But yeah, it would have been a slightly tougher note this year than every other year.
Have you a Field Rangers player on it this year, John?
No.
Or you tell us after half seven.
There's six of them.
We'll take a quick break.
Breaking down the weekend's sporting action. This is Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Now, a few more comments, I suppose, for side attractions. Don, delighted to see that Declan O'Sullivan and Dennis Shine O'Sullivan were named on the team of the century. Two great legends of the game. Don, I was pleasantly surprised to see Dennis Shine and Shane Myers both named on the team of the century. It is great to see players recognised who did not play with Kerry, and it was what they'd done in the county championship was recognised. Now it's about Kerry players and who might or might not be on the panel. Yeah, I suppose we do kind of focus on a lot of the Kerry players as opposed to the guys who do play well in the county championship without wanting to move into the realms of playing for the Kerry jersey. There's a load of comedians in Kerry this evening. The biggest cheers of the day, lads, were reserved for Brian Sheehan, Colm Cooper and Aidan O'Mahony when they were announced to the crowd. And I suppose, in fairness, Aidan always gets a good clap in when he comes out, and of course he was with the East Kerry 3-in-a-row team. My God, he must be about 12 years old. Were you playing that time? They stopped you,
they beat us in 98. Yeah.
Did you perform?
Not really, no.
Did you have 29 shots on
goal? They were like the same. They were like the East Kerry team. No, they were like
they
big
were
names.
Mid-Kerry.
We were mid Kerry.
Did you?
Seamus Moynihan, Johnny Crowley, Donald Daly.
Yeah. Conor was another fantastic midfielder,
Charlie McCarthy, Jerry Murphy, yeah. All these
more,
guys
more
like
less right,
fantastic
yeah.
football. Not a mind. The Glenfest contingent of Paul O'Donoghue,
yeah.
Not Timmy Sullivan, all these guys. Mike Donoghue there, fullback. He was probably one of the best fullbacks in the county at the time. And Declan O'Keefe and goals. They were a star-studded team, but. You know, you just love playing against them and go out, and it was like playing against Glenfesk. We used to love playing against Glenfesk as well, because they were a top team and you always want to go out and challenge yourself against the best, and they were the best. And look, they won 3 in a row, and they were a fantastic team that time. Yeah.
At the way John Glenfesk are turning out young players, Keane Lynch, Luke Crowley, God almighty, Darren Roach, of course, not that young, but hanging on there as well, Darcy as well. It won't be long before Glenfesk will be moving up again.
No, they're building in quality players, you know, exciting times for Glenfesk, to be fair. You know, they're building nicely.
And they're all the sons of the deads that were out there.
Yeah.
Seamus Moynihan's young fellow was a Kerry minor this year.
They're used to being given out to so. Right, let's get down to what this section is about, of course. And there is an awful lot of talk, John Kennedy, out there about changing to the county championship and what way to change it and how to get rid of teams and get more teams in, the whole lot. I think we're all agreed, Liam and John, that there does need to be a change, or there needs to be something different, because this year, if you were selling it, I suppose, to advertisers and to people watching it, the whole lot, it didn't really hit more than average, did it?
It didn't really, Donald, crowds wise, but you know, the more you speak about it, like, Clubber had a big effect.
To be fair,
you know, I think that we went into championship, club championship after an All-Ireland series, you went on to county championship afterwards. It's all draining in the pocket. You look at it from, you know, through a person now that's not involved. Mm-hmm. Just look at it at that. Families going to matches, the cost. You get Clubber for €99. You sit at home, you watch the games in the comfort of your own home. That had an effect. I thought that, to be fair, I think there's a lot of games and a lot of pressure on players. And, you know, it's not so long ago, was it 2 years ago? There was a review committee set up.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to give more games to the divisional teams. because they felt the knockout was one game, very difficult to prepare for one game, get the interest going for the teams, not for East Kerry and Mid Kerry, but for some of the other teams, maybe Shan Rangers, Field Rangers, St. Kieran, Celeste, in West Kerry. You know, give them 3 games, things will improve. You might be beaten in the first, but you still have 2 chances. Has it worked? Possibly not, to be fair. And I think it's time, maybe is it time to go back and look at a knockout for the divisional teams. One of the things that's cropping up, I think, is that there's no relegation for the divisional teams. Maybe we should look at the formula Cork have, where they have a competition for the divisional teams. And I think some of the colleges are in as well, Liam, and they come out into the knockout stages.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't too long ago there was 9 district teams, Liam, and while there was no relegation, there was a preliminary to get into the championship, and they kind of looked at teams on how they rated for the 5 previous years before that with their results, and if their results fell below a certain bar, because St. Kieran's 1 year ended up in the preliminary. Maybe should have played Shannon Rangers in it or something, maybe in the first round to get through. Another year, St. Brendan's, who hadn't won a whole pile, ended up in the preliminary, having maybe again playing Shannon Rangers. Maybe they were at the bottom of the pile for a while to get back in. And that was the St. Brendan's team that were backboned by the Nagail team, and that went on to beat the Heath Kerry team. Didn't win the championship, obviously, but they beat him in the round. I think possibly one of Jerry Sullivan's only times losing a coin championship game. So there is that. Now, all of a sudden, though, I suppose there's a question: is there a Kinmare district? Are they there? Is the flag? I was told by a guy that knows a lot about Kinmare district that the flag is still there. The pole is still there. Yeah. The flag isn't up, but when we need to put the flag up, we'll put the flag back up. So there's all that side of it. The other side of it, of course, is the county board's hands are tied through Croke Park that you can only have 16 teams competing in a county championship. That's where the number comes. And of course, it was handy 8-8, wasn't it? Because I remember a couple of years ago when Art Firth and St. Michael's Filemore and Lone Rangers as well, teams with big quality pedigree. Well, you know, Lone Rangers definitely, the rest of us were there as well. We were kind of, I won't say shafted, I mean, we signed up to be reduced, we fell below the line, and we took our relegation basically, and off we went. And they reduced it to 8, and then it was 8-9, and then the 9 became 8-8-8. Are we kind of fixing a championship, long question, around numbers really, to make fixtures easier rather than finding a solution to maybe having more teams and maybe a better sort of a championship, John?
Yeah, I think it's the format. I think you're right in what you say. Like, it's the format we'll have to look at, you know, and maybe...
The split season is not helping either.
It's not helping either.
Because we have such a condensed club season now. Mm-hmm. Now, so you have teams... Actually, a good club now is being punished for being a good club.
Yeah.
Because the farther you go on competitions, the more games. Like Dingle now are a typical example this year. Yeah. No, they had a great senior club championship, won it. Then they were out week in, week out in the senior county championship. So there is a lot of football there. No, and I think listening to interviews, especially Paddy Clifford had a couple of interviews done with the past couple of weeks, and he referred to the Cork thing, and in one of his interviews he referred he'd like to have it as knockout because they're out every week, and especially the inter-county footballer, because they come off an inter-county season and they're straight into the club season and they get no break.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the split season hasn't really helped all this either.
Yeah. I think that the club side then, with the chance of Munster and All Ireland Glory,
the club
certainly has taken on. It's a huge for any team that have notions of winning it. It's a big focus now.
Yeah.
And it's a big incentive. You know, you win the county, you have a great chance of going on to All Ireland.
Yeah.
At the intermediate and junior.
Good evening, Donal. What a fantastic match yesterday was, but we need to have a serious look at our championship. Yesterday's final was very dire, little but no atmosphere compared to the Austin Sachs Cairn O'Rahilly's final a few years ago. Yeah, all club final, of course. Paddy Clifford gave a great interview yesterday on TG4 and suggests we do the same format as the Cork County Championship, that districts have to qualify for the senior championship so that we can have more senior clubs in our top tier competition. That's Con in right out there in Curragh. Can I ask the serious question? People say, oh, 8 teams and God, they're great and a whole lot, and we need 10 and 12 and 11. Have we got 12 good senior teams in Kerry, Liam Brosnan? Serious question.
But
and I'll tell you why I premise that, okay? At the moment, if Milltown or Fawcett will be promoted, we'll say they're promoted, one of them are promoted, Rallies are gone down, okay? And of the 8 that are remaining, and we were talking earlier about it, only Dr. Crokes out of that eight have actually won a county championship as a club side. Dingle, there's a few question marks over whether they had a couple of Lisboa boys with him or Gaeltacht boys or all that. But if you want to go 1948 in Dingle and throw that in, that's fine, that's two. But that's still only two out of eight that have a pedigree of winning county championships. Now, obviously, we have Rahilly's gone below, and we have Mitchell's gone below, and we have Stack's gone below. But they went below the trap door. I mean, nobody pushed them down there.
Yeah. I think, if like, getting back to your question, have we 12 senior? No, we don't. No, you'd have 12 who think they're senior, but realistically, you probably only have two or three, maybe four, that can be competitive at county championship level. No, and that's why I have a theory. I'll tell you my theory.
Tell us the theory.
I tell you my theory, and I've thought long and hard now about this. But the senior club championship, no, I'd bring that to 10 clubs.
Okay.
And what I would.
Teams.
10 teams. 10 teams. Our senior county championship is our top. You could say your top competition. So what I would do is in your senior club, I'd have your top four, which would be basically whoever qualifies for the semi-final automatically goes into the county championship. I'd have your district teams, your eight district teams play around, and you get four of your top district teams. So if you were four top clubs and four top districts playing the quarterfinals. So you've less football. You have a bit of time in there as well to give a couple of weekends off for teams to prepare. Mm-hmm. But and then now this hullabaloo then is I'm a senior club. You're not a senior club. I'm a senior club. If you were a senior club, get to the top four of your senior club.
Get your minimum amount of wins to justify your place.
Exactly. I know people ran about Stacks and Cairns Rise last few years, but the results don't lie. No, it's up and down, your relegation or your promotion. No, if you're going well, you'll be up the top of the table, either county leagues or whatever it is, if you're going well. If you're going poorly, and I know you can say you're missing players, you're going to be down players or whatever, every club has that. And that's not the competition's fault. Mm.
And if you have 10, you'll have 5 on each side, and you'll need to do more than win one game to survive. You have to go looking for your second.
So your senior club championship is still very competitive because you will say, I want to get to semi-final here. You get to semi-final, you're rewarded, you go into the quarterfinals of the county championship. And I think them four teams, they're your best senior club teams. Mm-hmm. And they're meeting the best four then after that comes out of the division round. And I think that's it.
Divisional teams, you just have one game.
Game for divisional, yeah. Because I know they were looking for more games down through the years, but I think at the moment we don't have the time for more games. And what's killing this as well, or what this is killing, is our district boards.
Yeah. District boards, a second now. I'm a huge fan of district boards, obviously, and a great supporter, and I'll want South Kerry till I die to be playing it. But a question was asked to me yesterday in the crowd, and it's amazing that you walk up down the steps and people will think you're a minister of GA or something. But St. Cairns are not a district board. Feel Rangers and Shannon Rangers are not the North board. Why can't they come together, and why can't we dispend G?
Yeah.
And go
all
back.
These things can be looked into.
So as in, at the end of the day, I mean, Castleton go back to North Kerry and
Corrigan go back to
East Kerry. Win a couple of medals with East Kerry, maybe.
too
late for you. But no, I'm not having a go at them. It's a question that was asked. I mean, district divisional boards at one stage were divisional boards, but obviously they kind of filter away and change and the whole lot. And I'd imagine at the time maybe St. Cairns created itself because it was a need to create another team to put football in, and they've served it. It's a difficult question, obviously. It's not having a go at St. Cairns or any of those clubs. But these are the type of questions, on Kennedy, that will show up, I'd imagine, this year to Peter Twiss at some rate or form of the whole lot, along with the Kieran O'Reilly's project that they submitted as well. And I suppose everybody's out there now at the moment trying to devise a new plan.
There's no doubt, and I think, you know, a lot of this has come from, you know, two of your top club teams have been relegated in the last 2 years, Austin Stacks and Kieran O'Reilly's.
But what classify you as a top club team? I hear this all the time, a big team. They're a big club team. I mean, if you fall below, John.
Well, I agree with you. I'm not, but I mean, we were growing up and Stacks and Rahilly's.
Big name, they're big traditional clubs that were successful.
In fairness, huge. And like you come in playing Austin Stacks B or Stan Road B. It was a big occasion for a small club coming in from the country.
100%,
now,
They're
down there because, like Liam said, because results don't lie. But the county championship for the smaller clubs, it was always an opportunity for the lads down in Division 5 or 6, an opportunity to play senior county championship football. You know, if you join all the teams up in North Kerry, you're actually cutting in half the amount of players that are going to play.
Yes.
If you amalgamate other teams, whether it be West or St. Brendan's or whatever, you're actually not affording him a chance of playing in the Blue Ribbon Championship.
You're going against the ethos of what it was there for.
Correct.
And it goes back to the numbers thing. People think it can be just, we need six, we need eight. We need a bigger conversation, obviously.
And like you look at what it, and maybe we're going back, we spoke about it yesterday, you know, at the match, Liam, myself and Ambrose and Timmy, that, you know, you're going back 30 years ago and 20 years ago, and you saw the great South Kerry team, and, you know, Gerald Lynch and Jack O'Shea and John Egan, Dunfin's name, you know, and the lads like the Dinner Shines, like, what a servant to the GA he has been, and got on, rightly so, got on the team of the championship. But they're the guys that you're affording the chance to play senior county championship football.
Absolutely, and we'll talk a little bit more about them in the company of Colm Cooper after news.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, a couple of more quick comments before we get on to our next guest. Donal, no word on the East Kerry team that was honoured yesterday. They won three in a row in the 90s in programmes with many All-Ireland medals. I think we kind of mentioned it on this programme, but I imagine it might be the GA programme that you're having a go at. And in fairness to the Kerry GA programme, it was quite a good programme, lots of stuff inside it. Plenty to read as well, and John Kennedy's still reading it here. Donal, hi, congrats to East Kerry. Mid Kerry pushed them all the way, and we will have lots of regrets over missed chances. But I think East Kerry would have stepped up a gear if they needed, and that's Charles in. He's out there in North Kerry side, John, isn't he? You never walk alone, big Liverpool fan. No, just, I suppose, after Redard won their fantastic junior final yesterday, something kind of special happened, of course, in Austinstack Park, as I suppose the team of the 21st century, of course, it was, I suppose, a campaign by Garvey Supervalue and Kerry J called Heirs to the Kingdom, of course, and they went looking for the best 15 players, and of course, it's all, these are all subjective and objective and the whole lot, but the best 15 players from 2000 to 2022, and of course, the five independent judges chose 45 players, and then of course they were shortlisted and picked away, and of course, you know, it kind of added a bit of life to it, because a lot of the people that were inside the stand yesterday were certainly recalling great years, great players, and it was a great team as well. In goal, Shane Murphy, Dr. Croaks, Stephen O'Sullivan, I was going to say Skilligrangers, but obviously South Kerry, Mike Maloney, Dr. Croaks, fullback Killian Young, Renard still playing yesterday, of course, with South Kerry. Dennis Shine O'Sullivan still playing as well, actually, for Drummond Pierce in South Kerry. Owen Broston, centre back Shane Myers, was 7. Brian Sheen was 8. 9 was Johnny Buckley. 10 was Kieran O'Leary. 11 Declan Sullivan, 12 Brian Looney, 13 Colm Cooper, 14 Darragh Kinnaird, and 15 Maurice Fitzgerald. I'm delighted to have on the line the man who just about scroped in there at number 13, Colm de Gooch Cooper. Colm, when you see your name, and you've probably picked up a lot of accolades over the years and medals and different teams and the whole lot, but when you get into a room with all these players that played with you and played against you and played around you and played for you and you played with them and helped them a long way, that in itself is kind of a special memory, maybe far greater than a medal or a championship win.
Certainly, Donal. You know, it's first of all, it's a privilege to be picked on a team of that calibre, and like you said, the names that are there, and I guess if you ask 10 other people, they might change the team slightly for different, because there's been so many brilliant county championship players down through the years. But I suppose, just to get into the room, and reminiscing on matches that we played and different encounters, you know, I was chatting to Derek Kennedy yesterday about the 2000 final. You know, I think it was the pitch and tree was already waterlogged. It was finished. I think it finished 7-6 in favour of Croaks. And just looking back over, and even with the South Kerry lads, Stephen Sullivan and Brian and Declan and Dinah Shine, you know, we had big battles with those guys during the 2000s, and brilliant occasions. And just to get into a room and just have chats about it, you know, I thought my days of going out in Croke Park out through the tunnel onto the pitch were gone, but it was nice to relive that sort of thing. And look, it's a very, I suppose, it's great to be on it on the team. And as I say, it's a bit subjective in terms of, you know, trying to pick a team over a 22-year period is very, very difficult. And I'd say I was very fortunate that, I suppose, if David Clifford stayed for another couple of years, I would have been left out of the
moment. Poor old David has to get to at least 5 medals maybe before he's considered.
Yeah, I was probably fortunate it was picked this year.
Absolutely. Come here, you have 8, of course, your first one in 2000, you mentioned that yourself. You were quite young then, weren't you? But were you 17, 18-ish?
Yeah, I was 17, Donal. It was I suppose it was a special one for us and Dr. Crokes in terms of we hadn't won it in a while, and probably a special one for Cooper Household too, because the five boys were on the panel that day. So it was a big day for us, big encounter, and we were playing the Mice of the Gales at that time as well. So great occasions and great memories, and I can remember it as like it was yesterday. But yeah, that was a very special and sweet one, and it took 10 years to win another one and a few narrow defeats to South Kerry along the way. But that's the beauty of sport, and you never know when you'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Speak to us the ones of the losses to South Kerry, because you were the coming club team at the time, and I suppose that there's kind of a lot of debate at the moment about districts and clubs and the whole lot. But I mean, those games were tight, they all went down to the wire, and a few magic moments here and there and different frees and the whole lot. What was it about the Crokes that you kept coming back? Because you did keep coming back, to be fair.
We did, and I suppose when I came in 2000, it was kind of an older team, you know, like that's our full forward line. That there was Pat O'Shea, Connie Murphy and myself, and the boys were 35 each, so we were kind of rebuilding from that stage. And we had very good young players coming through, like the Brian Looney's, the Kieran O'Leary's and the Johnny Buckley's and things like that. So they were very hungry guys coming through, but we had to cut our teeth. And as I said, South Kerry were just a brilliant side that time, led by Declan and Brian and even Killian Burns, Morris Fitz, they were Stephen Sullivan. They were a very seasoned team. So we were finding it difficult to get over the line. And I remember one occasion, I can't remember the year, but Brian Sheen kicked a free to win it for them from about 65 yards in Killarney, which is some kick. But I suppose we just learned from those defeats, Donal, and I feel very fortunate to have come across the Crokes team that I came, in terms of they were very hungry, and even after winning one or two, they weren't happy to settle on that. They were chasing more, and I suppose we had an ambition to get the Croke Park for the Ireland Club Series as well. So that was a driving factor. But county final day for us was when we were setting out at the start of the year. Every year it was, look, the club championship was important, but always the number one was the county championship. And you were thinking of the bank holiday weekend in Tralee or Killarney, marching behind the band, and that was always our ambition. And thankfully we came across a generational team in Dr. Crokes in terms of talent and hunger and desire, and we were able to have some very, very good days. And I think it was just maybe during the mid 2000s, learning against a very, very strong South Kerry team probably made us stronger in the end.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you did come through, and of course, look, at one stage it was like give the cup to Dr. Crokes every year. It was nearly non-negotiable. You got so strong and such a grip. Was that the hunger to succeed? Did you know when you were winning those games that you were winning twos in a row and three in a row? And did the players around you kind of know that, God, I have five medals now, and we'll go on now and we'll get a sixth one and a seventh one? Is that the kind of winning mentality that drove you on, or was it something different?
I think it was just concentrating on winning that year, to be honest, Donal. I think because we were great to celebrate, and we celebrated more than anyone, but once the year was over, it was always on to next year and how we're going to get back there and how we're going to win. Because I think when you're champions, there's always a target on your back, and we were always on edge a little bit. And I know personally I certainly was on edge a little bit, that somebody was coming for our crown all the time. So we needed to improve and needed to evolve, and thankfully every couple of years we had new players coming through, even towards when I was finishing, Michal Burns, Tony Boston and Jordan Kylie, those type of guys were coming through, which made us stronger every year. So I think we were just blessed in that regard, that we had a very, very strong panel. Mm-hmm. And we just took it year by year, and again, as I say, we were very, very fortunate. We won some close ones and we lost some close ones, but that's part of the journey. It's you know, the medals are great, but you remember the days, and the journeys every bit as much.
It is a journey, and of course journeys have to end as well, Cosmo, I suppose. You won the first one at 17. I won't do the maths, but you were somewhere in the mid 30s when you got your last one.
I was around the 37 or 8 mark, and the legs were slowing down and the body was slowing down, but yeah, look, it's great. It's great. Like I would encourage everyone to do it for as long as you can, because any day you can get out in big championship games in Kerry. And that's probably something I would have preached as well to the lads, that Kerry County Championship is even more special than other ones, because everybody up the country wants to know who's going well in Kerry, who's going to win the championship in Kerry. It's talked about, it's covered on TG Cahir, it's live in Radio Kerry. You know what I mean? Everybody has a genuine interest in it, and it is the platform and the gateway to make the Kerry squad and panel as well. And that's, I suppose, secretly all of us went to Austin Stack Park yesterday thinking, is Jack O'Connor going to find a couple of players here yesterday in terms of players that he can add to his squad? And we were always looking forward to Kerry as well, and that's the that's what the championship provides, an opportunity for players to put their hand up, and that's what's very special about the Kerry County Championship.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course it's guest to mention 35, of course, because that was the age that Morris Fitz won his first one as a child, obviously, and he won three after that as well. So it does go to prove, to show that you can be as young as you want or as old as you want, but if you have the heart to win it, and I suppose the determination and put in the effort, you can win it. Finally, Colm, and we'll let you go on this, do you kind of miss it?
I do. I miss days like yesterday. You know, I was sitting in the stand yesterday with Brian Sheehan on one side of me and Owen Brassen on the other side, and I think we were all a little bit envious of the lads who were out the field. And I know yesterday wasn't the best day for football, but you kind of think back to the great days in the dressing room and the buzz that you get from preparing for matches and going into battle. And I do, on days like that I do, but I don't miss all the training and the hard work that goes into it, and that's all part of it as well. But I think a time comes, Donal, when you have to hang up the boots and be happy with what you have. So I wouldn't swap any of my memories from my time playing, but it's on to newer generation.
Absolutely, and of course that's what the whole essence of Kerry GAA is, isn't it? Passing on the torch and the light to the next generation, and hopefully they even shine maybe a little brighter than we did in our own time as well. Colm Cooper, thanks so much for taking so much time off this evening with us. It's great to hear you, and of course the very best of luck to you in the year ahead as well. I hear you're doing a lot of extra work at home now.
Yeah, small little boy, 9 months old yesterday, Donald, so beginning to crawl now, so I have my work cut out for me in that one. So it's great though. It's a different stage of life for us, so it's great. So we might have a footballer coming up. We'll see. We'll give him a ball and see if he likes it or not.
Well, sure. If you played your first county championship at 17, sure, it's only another 16 seasons before he'll be tagging out. I presume with the Crokes.
I would assume so. I don't think that's going to change.
Good stuff. Fair play. Listen, Colm Cooper, thanks very much for joining us this evening. We take a quick break.
My pleasure. Bye bye.
Breaking down the weekend sporting action. This is Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Hi, Donal. Mike Allen, 77th county final yesterday. 77th county final yesterday. That's some record. And that's from his cousin, and he probably knows because he's been listening to all of them. Mike Allen, he was sitting down in front of me, and I'll tell you one thing, he was paying a lot of attention to what was going on as well. He followed every ball up and down, and of course, a secret supporter as well of Fieries and all things East Kerry, and hope you're doing well out there, Mike. Great supporter, of course. Hi, Donal. Hope all is well with you and your guests. I never actually asked you. Lads, are you all right? I never really ask you that question. They look all right. Listener and caller. I'll ask you next week. All right. Great excitement to the county final yesterday. Was gutted for Mid Kerry. They gave it their all. Too many wides in the first half, and the second half East Kerry goal was a killer. Really think Jack should give David Mangan a run out in the coming year. I've been saying this for quite a while now. A quality, honest defender, and that's from Brian O'Shea in Corns, and thanks Brian for taking time this evening. And hopefully David Mangan will be mentioned in our team of the championship, because it's there. Hi panel, the only way to start out the championship is to let the 8th divisional teams play off and let the winner and the beaten finals join the 8 club teams, then you will have a proper championship. Yeah, absolutely, that'll be on the burner. Hi Donal, St. Brendan's Board could be dark horses for the 2024 championship with the inclusion of Stacks and Rahelies. Of course, they had Stacks this year, they will have Rahelies next year, and of course they have Art Firth and they have John Mitchells and they have plenty of teams. And to be fair to them, when the Gael were kind of backboning them, they were getting closer. I mean, they were getting through quarterfinals into semifinals and the whole lot. And as I said, they did beat East Kerry. And the final one before we go on to the team of the championship, Donal, hard luck to Mid Kerry yesterday. It was great football and great to see Mid Kerry put on Eaton Coffey, a young player who always plays so well and such a modest fella plugs away. Nice to see young players that deserve being there as well. And of course, that is another story. Of course, it is about the coming championship. We heard the Gooch there playing at 17. It is about young fellas and their memories of getting on, and you know, all going well for Eaton. We'll be talking a lot about him in the years to come as well. Done a fine job as well when he did come on. Right, lads, let's get down to it. The Garvey's team of the championship. We've kind of agreed that it was a bit of an average championship, and of course we did ask the question that can we have a good team in an average year, and of course the answer is yes. Of course, I mean, at the end of the year picking 15, we've decided to change it a little bit this year, because last year we got tied in with the best number 2 and the best number 4 and the whole lot. So this year we're kind of going with the best goalkeeper, obviously. We're going with the best full-back line, the best half-back line, the best midfield pairing, and the best half-forward pairing, and the best full-forward line up, okay? And as usually, I suppose, when we get through them, we'll discuss who we're looking at, and we'll pick them. So what we'll do in this, before we go to the next break, is we'll discuss who is in the mix, first of all, because, I mean, there's a lot of good performances out there. We went through the shortlist, Liam, of goalkeepers. There is three or four goalkeepers out there that had good standout performances.
Exactly. No more, I'll name them there. First of all, Brian Kelly, East Kerry, Sean Coffey, Mid Kerry, Devin Burns, Nagail, Mark Looney, Timpinlow, and Sean O'Kieran from St. Kieran's. You know, all equipped themselves very well throughout the championship. And, you know, it wasn't that hard to pick a team, because in every game, the cream always comes to the top. No matter how bad the game is, you will always pick out the good footballer. And I think that's where myself and John, we went to a lot of games. No, I'd say we covered
just John went to every game. John was on the TV and everything.
And to be honest, we was coming here on a Monday night, we'd have a big ball of paper here for us as well with everything. So we did cover everything. And so the guys that have been mentioned here really are, you know, the guys that stepped up.
Mark Looney, good keeper. Devin Burns, lot of promise. Nagail, mightn't have had the best club championship, but they had a decent county championship.
They had a decent county championship, yeah. And I suppose the big one for them was to beat the Crokes.
Yeah,
I think that was a big win for them. And they held their flag up high now for the county championship. All right,
mm-hmm. John, let's talk about the full back line, maybe in general. A lot of players there. Probably wearing number 2, 3, and 4, we'll say, across zones. Some of the ones in the mix, because I suppose to be in the mix of a team at the championship, and we kind of discussed it over the last number of years, you could have a very good first three games and get out of the group, but the big boy stuff really starts at the knockout stages and the quarterfinals, and fellas who were having good 2 or 3 games, you kind of figure out when you get to the quarterfinal that you're marking a better player with a better team structure, and it gets a little bit more difficult. And yet you will see the same names in a lot of instances still surviving in the back line. What names popped out for you and some of the ones we'll be looking at?
I suppose taking in the full back line, you're talking about Keane Lynch, East Kerry, Parrin, Mid Kerry, Jack Doyle, Nagail, Chris O'Leary, East Kerry, Nathan Breen, Mid Kerry, Alan Dineen, Ratmore, Niall Mahoney, Nagail, Darrow Callan, East Kerry, and David Mangan, Mid Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be the guys that are, as you said, like when you get to the business end, sometimes when you pick a team of the championship, you're often people often say, well, sure, they were all from the semi-finals and final, but ultimately that's where most of the players are going to, from the quarter-finals onwards anyway, Donald. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
But everybody, like you said, we were at a lot of games, and you know, the same names kept cropping up, the consistency came through, and we feel that list now we've covered, I'd say, the most consistent performers.
Alan Dineen, Ratmore had a great county championship, to be fair to them. I mean, last year's intermediate winners got over the line just, I suppose, on the day against Uncle Hiltucht. Had that great All-Ireland run, secured their status with that win, and got out of their group as well, and got all the way to the semi-final, which is huge. Dineen was instrumental to an awful lot of that.
Yeah, he was. While he was in the full back line, he was available. He was attacking. He was helping up, kicked a few scores. You know, he was one of the lads that caught the eye, and that's why he's in there in the mix. You know, along with, I suppose, Nathan Breen, the mid Kerry. You know, these guys were the consistent performers throughout. Yeah. But Dineen certainly had a great season with Ratmore.
Yeah. And it's great to see as well Niall O'Mahony's name in there as well in the mix. I mean, a lot of talk about other players from Nagail, but I mean, he was a consistent performer.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and I'd say you could add Jack Doyle as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they were under pressure in a lot of games, so the defenders had to play well.
You'd see a lot more of them.
You know, you see a lot more of them. They were in the spotlight,
in the
as we say.
Squad, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they held up their corner well, and you know, they finished very well for Nagail. You know, consolidating their senior status, and you know, I said here one night about their attacking. You know, where were they going to get scores from? But their defenders and midfield, you know, they had to soak up a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and of course you have Keane Lynch, obviously. You know, he's galloped away through Perrin as well, absolutely. Derek Callaghan, a guy that kind of, I won't say he's come on the scene as such, because obviously he's charted his way through minor and under 20, but finding his pathway in the Senior Curling Championship as well.
There's no doubt the Kilcoman man, you know, he's another one of the players that Jerry Sullivan has brought in, you know, fitting into a defensive structure, and did well, you know, and I think he was helped by the experience around him as well, you know, as we said earlier on, with the likes of Dan O'Brien and Jack Sherwood in front of him, but you know, he acquitted himself quite well also, and he can be happy with his campaign.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And of course, you have David Mangan in there as well, and we will find out who will be the winners there of that very shortly. Halfback, you said you were a forward, so this is probably as close as you got to it.
They were the old halfbacks.
Halfback is a difficult position, because before it was, here you were a bit of a defender, and if you got the chance, went up the field. You spend a lot of time up the field now as a halfback, and you're kind of tracking back, and you're covering runs and the whole lot. It's become kind of a pivotal role, and then you can be a halfback that can charge all the way up and pop over the point and the goal. So I'd imagine a lot of exciting players here.
Yeah, and not only that, you have to win kickouts. So it's a big position to be in a halfback. Exactly, safer. But the guys who we've earmarked for this is Niall O'Donoghue, East Kerry. No. David Roach, Mick Kerry, Brian Friel, Ratmore, Niall Graney, Dingle, Mike Breen, Mick Kerry, Jack Sherwood, East Kerry, Shane Cronin, Spa, Dan O'Brien, East Kerry, Pat Kilkenny, Mick Kerry, Finan Houlihan, Ratmore, and Damien Burke, Nagail.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing that's coming through this, from some of the games you've seen, you have another Nagail player in there, you have another Ratmore player in there, you have two Ratmore players actually in there. You have Brian Friel,
yeah.
and Fionn Houlihan. Fionn Houlihan, obviously, I suppose, based on the performance against Paddy Clifford, where he went after everything he'd done on that day. Mike Breen, obviously, Jack Sherwood, Shane Cronin, Spa, yeah. So, you know, Spa had a number of good performers.
They had, yeah, like Spa are kind of a team they flatter to deceive at times, and I think this county championship, you know, there was some of the games, and John, you were at one or two of them over in Spa as well, that Shane Cronin there, centre back, I suppose he's a linchpin really down through the years from, and he'd a very solid, you know, he's a big solid young fella, you know, a guy that Jack maybe could be looking at as well, because he's powerful and he can do a lot of things that we said there at the start. He can kick, he can attack, he can win kickouts, you know. So he's another guy that that we can really say had a good county championship.
And when you're talking about young fellas, obviously Pat Kilkenny, I mean, sure, he's about 23 now. I mean,
the ever aging Pat Kilkenny.
We were talking about Jack Sherwood earlier, in probably the same vein, that, you know, he was one of these guys that county championship, he stands out, he means a lot. Pat Kilkenny is cut of the same milk and that, isn't it?
Exactly, a linchpin for Mick Kerry down through the years. You know, doesn't seem to be getting any slower. Mm-hmm. No, I was looking at him yesterday, people were kind of saying, is he going to be taking up Paddy Clifford and stuff like that, and I was kind of questioning, would he have the legs at the performance he had yesterday, he'd mark anyone. Yeah. No, so, but yeah, fantastic county championship player.
Brian Friel, Niall Gainey, Shane Cronin, Fionn Houlihan, Damien Burke. A lot of club players.
And a lot of young guys.
A lot of young players.
Yeah, like Brian Field there has been a guy that I've been keeping an eye on. I had him at development squad levels, picked up an injury after minor level, but really starting to come into what we know the way Brian can play. And I think he's a guy we're going to be watching in the years to come.
So we gave him the 5 spot, did you?
We let him know soon.
Into midfield, good answer. Into midfield, John Kennedy. Do you ever play midfield, John Kennedy? I suppose you probably had to with SD, did you?
Irish sports game, I suppose.
I was feeling in a Munster minor final, would you believe, when Timmy Dowd tried off injured, so...
Jesus almighty.
It was my first time playing midfield, but...
A man of massive talents.
A few times.
No, midfield, plenty good midfielders out there, and obviously with Jack Barry stepping away even more, and I suppose David Moran gone from last year, and of course we want to wish Jack Barry the very best of luck as well, great servant to Kerry, and of course he's not retiring, of course, as some people said, he might be back, he could be back, he will be back, but we wish him the very best of luck anyway in his, I think it's a year long travel, but he'll certainly be on people's lips come the championship as well. Midfielders, ye told me that the best midfielders in the whole county championship, Liam is smiling, I'm going to ask the question to John, or from Ratmore.
Well, they had
I tell you what, they weren't bad at all.
They had their own fairness.
You had them all in a taxi one night and you were bringing them all into Jack.
I suppose that, you know, we whittled it down to 9 or 10 maybe out of Kieran Murphy's Kerry, no particular order, Sean O'Brien, Mid Kerry, Mark Ryan, Ratmore, Ronan Buckley's Kerry, Gavin Horton, Mid Kerry, Cahill Ryan, Ratmore, Billy O'Connor, Dingle, Dan Dunhu, Spa, Rob Stack, Beale.
Rob Stack Bale, absolutely. And of course, I love the way you put Bale beside him. I suppose he was.
Bale.
We all support our own club, John, don't worry. Rob Stack Bale, let's talk about him. I mean, he is probably the guy that needs the county championship to the way it is, so we can talk about him at the last night of it, because otherwise he's not going to get seen a whole pile. And he came up last year as well in commentary, and he's done well, and he's quite deserving to be on that list.
There's no doubt about it. You know, he's a young fella with great potential, without putting too much pressure on him. Very committed young fella, and he's coming from a great club. And that's the beauty about the county championship. I think Colm Cooper hit the nail on the head there when he said, you know, the shop window. And let's not forget that, you know, I mean, that's the place to do it. We grew up saying that if you got to Austin Stack Park or Fitzgerald Stadium in a county semi-final, that was the day to perform in the county championship, to show the Kerry selectors I'm at the level. And you know, he's a guy that he's under 20 again, and you know, he's one of the up and coming young fellas, and you know, he's a good career ahead of him. Like you said, the Ryans and Ratmore, you know, Billy O'Connor, Dingle, he'd a great campaign with Dingle.
Do you know, isn't it, I guess if we're sitting here at the end of the season and you had Mark O'Connor playing for Dingle, I know he came back and he played a couple of games, but yet the county championship tells us that Billy O'Connor had more of an impact.
Yeah, he was consistent, yeah. He was very honest, and he was there, you know, maybe not too flamboyant, but he did a job for you between the 2:45s, and you know, he did a great campaign.
And replacing Barry Den, who was a quality player as well. Gavin Horn, absolutely. Ronan Buckley, yeah, absolutely. Mark Ryan, Sean O'Brien, will talk more. Kieran Murphy Kilcoman, Liam, huge loss to Kilcoman, obviously, that he didn't play in the intermediate with him, yeah. He got injured before the game. He's kind of reconditioned himself into somebody who always had football, exceptionally talented, and again, the county championship shop windows him.
Yeah, I think the older Kieran has got, the better he has got. I suppose that comes with experience as well. Now, very athletic guy around the middle. Like I said, a big loss to Kilcoman, but a big addition to East Kerry this year. So he's another guy that's coming into form. I know is it gone too late for him for a green and gold jersey? But at the same time, Jory would be very happy with the performance, because he was a linchpin around the middle there for him.
Yeah. He was kind of a calming, controlling kind of character. Yeah. Dan O'Donoghue, another hero from yours.
Spa, yeah. You know, Dan kind of opened our eyes this year that Dan could play anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and playing him in the middle of the field, he was the driving force for Spa for the games that we saw this year around the middle of the field. You know, so definitely a guy that Jack will be probably looking at again, even though he was in there only for injury. But I thought he's well deserving to be on that list of the midfielders after the county championship he's after having.
Absolutely. Well, listen, take a quick tea break there, guys, because after the break we will talk about the half forwards and the full forward line, and we certainly have good forwards in Kerry.
From the sidelines to the stand, Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Now you're very welcome back to Terrace Talk, because we're wrapping up the county championship, the one that we, I suppose, for the last number of weeks we've had plenty of fun discussing it and all that. We're at the serious end of it now anyway, although maybe it's not too serious. I suppose we're picking our Terrace Talk senior football team at the championship, and we've been doing it for a number of years. A lot of great players coming through it as well. We had done the midfielders just before the break with John Kennedy, and he broke it live on the air that he played in the Munster final midfield as well. God, I might, if Ambrose had seen you, we might have taken his place. No, half forward line, again, it's a different type of place, a different position, the new game, as we might just call it. There's kind of traditional centre forwards, and there's centre forwards that do a lot of different work. Give us an idea of who we're looking at, Liam.
Yeah, and you're talking about the first one on the list here is Darragh Lyne, who's a natural midfielder. So it's a position that has evolved, all right, in Gaelic football. Fíochar Clifford from Mid Kerry, Darragh Cleary in Mid Kerry, Stephen O'Sullivan, Timpinlough, Paddy Clifford, East Kerry, Killian Burke, Mid Kerry, Evan Cronin, Spa, and Patrick Clifford, Timpinlough.
And have you anything over on the other end?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my next page, Patrick Darcy, and Keith Evans, Mid Kerry, and Aina O'Connor.
Oh, I might hear a lot of it is brought off.
There's so much paper in front of me here.
Do you ever select a team? You left the other six fellas off because you're in the piece of paper. Darragh Lyne, yeah, absolutely. I think as a player, he has kind of, I suppose he is of a good quality, but again, the county championship has helped him kind of grow maybe into a better player or a bigger player or a more noticeable player, Liam.
And I think that's what the county championship does. Like, we're on about different players, and we don't want to be harping on about it, but it is for the likes of Darragh, even for Fíochar Clifford, mm-hmm. you know, Derek Leary, all the guys we've mentioned there. You know, it does show a lot for Mike.
Stephen Sullivan.
Yeah, Stephen Sullivan, Edifin, Timpano.
And
Patrick Clifford with him.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Evan Cronin, come on, talk about my buddy Evan.
Evan Cronin, yeah, like, is probably the main scorer for Spa.
Yeah.
You know, he's been one of their leading lights up front. Good, solid player, you know, knows how to kick a score as well. Good worker, you know, and if you got a belt off him, we would know about it as well. You know, so
Evan don't hit nobody.
So, Evan, just like the rest of them, deserves to be named on this.
And you have Killian Burke and you have Paddy Clifford, Stephen Sullivan, Derek Cleary, Fíochar Clifford, Darragh Lyon.
Like Patrick Darcy is another fellow now who had a Patrick big Darcy, campaign this year as well.
Pete Evans, and the last man you put in there was Aidan O'Connor. Yeah, absolutely. So meant to kick a free.
We saw that the weekend.
Yeah,
even Brian Sheehan, we heard clap for him.
I said smile.
Oh yeah, but we've seen it for years.
An approving smile, maybe.
Yeah, we've seen it for years, yeah.
John, I mean, you get the cream of the crop. I mean, mother of God, like, I mean, how many great forwards have we in Kerry? You're going to give us a huge list now, are you?
Huge list.
Go on.
Look, we start, the first name we've done here is David Clifford, Emmett O'Shea, East Kerry, Gavin O'Grady, Mid Kerry, John Mynton, Ratmore, Paul Welsh, St. Cairns, Conor Ganey, Dingle, Cian Murphy, Spa, Killian Spillane, Timpleknow, Dara Roach, East Kerry, Darren Holhan, Mid Kerry, Shane Ryan, Ratmore, Paul Ganey, Dingle, Kevin O'Sullivan, Kinmare, Donal O'Sullivan, East Kerry, and Adam Barry, St. Cairns.
Well, I tell you one thing, John, where Liam will have no friends because he left out half the county, you certainly tick all the boxes. Emmett O'Shea, an interesting one. I mean, in any other year, if David Clifford wasn't the man sitting ahead of you, we'd be talking about him, wouldn't we?
Yeah, you know, he's great scoring for East Kerry. You know, a lot of the times coming off the bench, but it shows the strength and depth East Kerry have.
Yeah.
Dangerous forward, you know, and I think his game improved being in with that quality.
Yeah.
You know, great work in Fossa, and one of their leading lights.
That's an interesting point. Does that happen? Go back to your time in Kerry, when you'd see a player coming in who you might have classified as an average, and then you throw him into a Kerry team of that quality of time. Was that an upwards trajectory?
Yeah, it was generally, and the guys that had the upwards trajectory made the panel and made the squad, and the guys that didn't, you'd often hear, you know, we've not so much in the last few years, to be fairness to Jack, but in other years, and even in our time, we'd say this fellow was flying at club level, but he wasn't getting a chance with the county. But invariably they were inside. It's a different level.
Yeah.
And some players adapt to that. The fitness and the pace, they adapt it, and more fellas just can't get up
to
that level.
Yeah. John Moynihan, he's a point for you. Nice to see him in there. Paul Walsh, St. Cairns. How crucial is Paul Walsh to St. Cairns, Liam?
Paul's a big player for St. Cairns. Big player for Brusna.
Yeah.
Kind of disappeared off the scene for a while. But this year, now again, seems to be coming back into the... showing a bit of traction again, that we all know what Paul can do since minor level. And we'd like to see more of him. And I think this is where we're going to see more of him in the county championship. Because the county championship is something like... it's the closest thing to playing with the green and gold jersey. It's the next step up is the green and gold jersey. So if you can do it here... Mm-hmm. You'll get, like John said, you'll get a chance to go into it with Kerry.
Yeah.
So look, Paul has all the skills, he has all the ability, but I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah, and he scored quite heavily in the game as well. Adam Barry, of course,
Adam Barry was good as well.
Cian Murphy. It's guess that certain names kind of pop up and the whole lot, but we're talking about the players that played, I suppose, incredibly well or had huge impacts. I mean, Cian Murphy at one stage was scoring goals for fun. He scored a vital goal.
It was the three goals he got in one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. He was laughing. He was signing autographs and everything, I think.
And that was while he was scoring the goals.
But to put Cian Murphy in the same discussion as David Clifford based on his performance in the county championship, it's a justifiable one.
It is, and a main guy for Spa as well, and it just shows like that when you perform with your club, and every time you go out, that you will be put into the bracket of all these guys. Every club has, now even going back to my day, every club has three or four big forwards that the club needs to go well, and he's one of the guys that Spa needs. Now I'm sure Spa are going to be looking at Donoghue Cup now, and they're going to be looking at like Cian Murphy to try to get him over the line. So Yeah.
And of course, you have Shane Ryan, Paul Gainey, Kevin O'Sullivan, of course. Yeah, he had a good county championship. Darren Houlihan, Donald Sullivan there, East Kerry and Kilgarvin, and Adam Barry, who we said was there. And of course, Darren Roach is there as well. Well, after the break, guys, we won't be talking about who is on that list. We'll be talking about the crowd who are on that one sheet of paper that hopefully Liam Brosnan has. And we'll talk about him after the break.
Breaking down the weekend sporting action. This is Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
And you're very welcome back. Quick few comments. I agree with Liam. At last, someone talking since the top four of the Senior Club Championship and the top four divisional teams qualify for the quarterfinals. That means that the best teams are at the business end of the championship. And good luck and God bless to the rest, no matter what teams are there. And that's from a North Kerry listener. Yeah, absolutely. Fair play to you. Liam, sure Liam is always right. Please bring back the Castle Island District League. That's Mike from Cordell. God, I might the way Cordell are going, they'd probably win it. Donald Brian Sheen is still kicking frees and playing vital roles for St. Mary's. Free's going viral and all. Yeah, absolutely. Could you imagine if Facebook and Twitter were around when Brian Sheen was really kicking frees when he was 14 and all that?
But yeah, Morris, it's intimidating as well.
Ah, Jesus, yes. Two big fellas in the one town. Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's name a few more big fellas, I suppose. Team of the Championship, here we go. Which way are you going? Who's going for the goalkeeper? John knows a good goalkeeper. Right, so John, goalkeeper.
The goalkeeper we picked, Donald, Brian Kelly of the Legion, East Kerry. Thought he had a great county final yesterday. His kickouts were excellent. And, you know, I suppose the save he made, the reflex save he made near the end, it won the championship for East Kerry. He had a great campaign. You know, close in contention was Sean Coffey also, and Devon Burns. You know, as we said, Mark Looney and Sean Ogg, they had their moments too, but I think Brian Kelly, number one.
Ryan Kelly, fair play. The full back line, just give me them.
At number two, Jack Doyle Nagale.
Jack Doyle Nagale.
At number three, Nathan Breen.
Nathan Breen.
Mick Kerry. And at number four, David Mangan. Mick Kerry.
East Kerry have no full back line, is that what you're saying?
No full back line, Donald. No, not this time. But those three guys, like Jack Doyle, just a quick one on Jack Doyle, probably a star performer for Nagale. You know, throughout the championship, marked probably the best forward of the opposition the whole time, and most times came out top, so well deserving. And I think our listeners probably will hear a lot of this fella yet.
Fair play to you. Good God, I'm with you. Yeah, absolutely. Nathan Breen, of course, and David Mangan is the four. The half back line, John.
Half back line, five Mike Breen, six Jack Sherwood, and seven Pat Kilkenny.
That's a nice half-back line.
I think it's Jack Sherwood, certainly he's shown all his experience. Mike Breen, a guy who's been dogged by injuries, had a great championship campaign and led Mid Kerry very well. And Pat Kilkenny, I think he's not a veteran by any means, but he rolled back the years. I thought he's a real tenacious marker, but like Liam said earlier, his pace and helping in the attack, you know, I think they deserve, they're three very good footballers, but they had a great championship campaign throughout.
Three very good footballers. God, I'm kind of doing the things. I mean, Mid Kerry gone ahead at the moment anyway. Are they in the poll?
we didn't look at the clubs really. We were just looking at the footballers.
Be looking at the door now in a second. Right, into midfield.
Into midfield at number eight, Sean O'Brien, Mid Kerry. No big surprise. Fantastic campaign. Great final as well yesterday. And at number nine is Ronan Buckley, East Kerry.
Yeah, Ronan Buckley, to be fair to him, is
I think that's his second year as in the midfield.
He could nearly be three at this stage. Absolutely. And of course, from Listroy as well. John, you were talking about all the great half forwards. Cut them down to three for us.
Yeah, the half line members were 10, Killian Burke, Mid Kerry. 11, Paddy Clifford. And 12, Ian O'Connor. Killian, a guy with huge talent. You know, I think he's somebody that Jack will be looking at. Paddy is Paddy. I think when East Kerry needed him, you know, he led by example. His goal yesterday was crucial. And Ian O'Connor, I think he gave an exhibition of kicking, one of the top scorers in the championship, and a sweet kicker of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'll talk about that free that he kicked in the county championship. Yep. Is certainly one of the highlights. Liam, I don't know how many people you put in for the full forward line, but give us your full forward line, and then what I'll do is I'll count down to 10 and you can leave as quick as you can.
Our full forward line at number 13, it goes to the big Ratmore man. Probably will we'll open a few eyes. But we picked Shane Ryan, who had a great campaign for Rathmore. He led Rathmore from the front.
He was
their main linchpin up front. We're not saying he should be taken out of goals, but he deserves a number 13 jersey. At 14 is obvious, Dara Roach.
Okay.
And at number 15 is a guy who's surpassed his years and keeps, he's like a fine wine, he's getting better every year, and that's Paul Gainey Dingle.
He went back west for Paul. Yeah, absolutely. I doubt people can argue.
And we'll just make a run for it now.
Whatever about making the run for it, I mean, I have so many sheets of paper here, you better make a count for it anyway, because by my account there's more mid-Kerry. Does the fact that this seems to be more mid-Kerry, and I haven't counted them, to be fair, because I'm only there, is that because when East Kerry play 28 players, you kind of scatter the cards all over the place? And of course we don't get the Cliffords playing till the quarterfinals and the semi-finals.
But if we look at the mid-Kerry players that were picked, it was their defence.
Mm-hmm.
No, and they probably had,
and that was the heart of
and
their,
that was the heart of the mid-Kerry team. You know, yeah. they were very solid defensively with Sean O'Brien in the middle of the field.
Actually, yeah, you're right. You only picked one forward from them. John, I like you, so I won't ask this question. You're a nice North Kerry man. Are you telling the county, Liam, that
East Kerry have no forward?
Shane Ryan is a better 13 than David Clifford.
Well, he probably plays. that's a good question, actually.
I should have asked you that earlier, didn't I?
Yeah, but no, look, Shane Ryan is deserving an insider. Like,
and it's based
he
on
was the
performance.
Main man for Rathmore up front, really, himself and John Moynihan, but Shane was their main scorer.
And the other side of that coin, of course, John, different players have great championships. Rathmore, as we said, were in the county semi-final, having only won the intermediate last year, having been with East Kerry
the year before.
It's a great push on the club to get that far up the ladder, because it's a tough ladder with the districts there and Dingle there as well.
We've seen that how competitive every championship is in Kerry, and you know they made a fantastic run for it, and you know there'd be this Paul Murphy's loss in the semi-final through injury was huge for them, but you know Shane did some tremendous kicking for them. And I suppose, look, to be fair, you know, it's a lot of talk about David Clifford, but David didn't play in too many of the games for East Kerry, and we picked the team on the performances we saw right throughout. And I suppose, like, they're generally picked from the quarterfinals on, to be fair. I think that we had some fantastic performances. Just one guy there, David Roach from Milltown.
Yeah.
You know, he had a great campaign as well, and it shows the strength of the mid-Kerry defence.
Yeah, they were solid. Quick question here, just a thought, Donal, which may be feeding into the slight fallback in town teams. Fossum, Milltown, Castlemaine, and a lot of what were small population areas have exploded over the last 15 to 20 years, and it's now coming to fruition. I live in an area which has tripled in size in the last 20 years and are winning lots of underage and lots of young families who can't afford to buy in towns. It is we touched on that last week, mm-hmm. where towns and traditional, and I hate to use the word bigger clubs, but the bigger, more established town clubs with the big names, they're feeling that pinch, Liam, aren't they?
They are, because, and John said it last week, with the cost of buying, you know, inside in towns and stuff like that, so people are moving out. So you could see here in Tralee, the likes of Ballymac, Churchill, out that direction are getting, population wise, are getting bigger and bigger. It's the same in Killarney. Most towns are the same as that. Milltown, Castlemaine, fine schools and everything. No, they're really after exploding. They've new national school, new secondary schools.
I love the way you say fine schools and everything.
Yeah, and they're getting stronger school football as well. So it's like they say,
they're in the Cornish Reef,
that's
course,
right. So that kind of lifts everything.
Is there any forwards that Jack O'Connor can pick outside the usual county players? Well, listener, if you go on Facebook this evening, I'm sure when we put
Shane
this
Ryan.
We'll put this up on Facebook, there'll be plenty of people telling you who should have been on the team. And the team, quite quickly, Brian Kelly in goal, East Kerry, Jack Dial in the Gael, number 2, Nathan Breen is number 3 for mid Kerry, number 4 is David Mangan, number 5 he went for Mike Breen, number 6 he went for Jack Sherwood, number 7 he went for Pat Kilkenny, number 8 he went for Sean O'Brien, number 9 he went for Ronan Buckley, number 10 as he's looking for his sheet, you went for, who'd you go for, number
10? Killian Burke
down the bottom of my sheet, that's Liam's trick. And number 11 was Paddy Clifford, number 12 was Aidan O'Connor, number 13 was Shane Ryan, number 14 was Darragh Roach, and number 15 was Paul Gainey. And we have 60 seconds, Liam, to pick the player of the championship.
I think I picked it last year, so give it to John. We have the same player, but I leave John announce it.
I suppose. Look, to be fair, there was a few in contention going into yesterday's final. Darragh Roach, he led by example yesterday. You know, man of the match.
Yeah.
And I think his consistency throughout the campaign. Certainly, I think that the injury cost him a place in the Kerry side. I think he's a different player. A lot of people have been speaking about his physicality and how he's been built up. And I think he can look forward to a National League campaign under Jack.
And when the Cliffords were missing, he was their main player up front. So.
And he's a New York Giants fan as well.
And he's half a Cora man. I'm going to claim half a Cora man.
We should put
a bit of Cora blood in it.
We should put a team together of half a Cora man. I'm sure he's a 15.
Are we only a small parish?
I think Cora fellas all over the country.
You have plenty of Cora fellas, apart from Cora. We should bring him home maybe, Liam, yeah. And give ourselves a team. Listen, guys, thanks very much. It was great fun over the last number of weeks. Thanks for all the time and effort that you've put in. It's great crack, great banter meeting up. And we will meet up one more time before Christmas, because you have to take the hurling lads on in our Terrace Talk Christmas quiz. God, I hope you're better than you were last year, and you do a bit of study and the whole lot. But listen, people do appreciate it, the amount of time that you take, and certainly from talking to people yesterday, this is pretty much the highlight of their night, those 2 hours in Terrace Talk, where we put you under the radar. Coming up after the break, we need a bit of music after all that heavy football talk and players and the whole lot. Mary Conroy is in with Talk Sus. Thanks to Ivan tonight on the phones. Keane is back 100% fit this time last week. He was queuing up outside the hospital or something, I don't know, but he's back in one piece. It's great to see him there as well. This has been Donal Barry, and thanks for you for listening, and thanks for all the comments tonight as well. We appreciate every last and single one of them, and every time you make an effort to send us a text or a phone call, I really appreciate it, and this is what makes the show it is. Thanks very much. We'll do it all again next week.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.